capturing number six, the ACC postseason awards, the Doug Fresh Question of the Week, and more. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show and the most exciting time of year. This is the Jay Willie Show, sponsored by Rhymes and Rogers, where Charlotte Gill gets engaged. He is Jason Williford. I am Mark Jerome. Jay Willie, what's happening?
What's up, Mark?
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm ready to get ready for the ACC tournament. I'm sorry, Ronnie's texting me about tickets. So I got to get my ticket request in right now.
I know that's really important. Make sure you get that right.
Make sure
Amy's on that list, number one.
Amy's out of town, so she's not coming.
Oh, must be so disappointed.
She's in the Bahamas. She's doing well.
Yes, she is. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed I didn't get invited.
So, all right, what's the Notre Dame Virginia Tech score?
I don't know. We have a little bit of what sounds like wind in the background. Okay, that seems to. Nope. Seems like it was eliminated for a moment. Now it's back. All right. I'm not sure the score of that game. It was 42. It was 64-64, I think.
Yeah.
Watching it right as we were coming on. Hey.
I was trying to catch the end of that before we had to jump on.
Yeah, I know it. Congratulations.
Thank you. No, excited. We were able to sneak a share of that regular season title, so it was good.
Notre Dame 67. I'm sorry, Virginia Tech 67, Notre Dame 64. 9.8 seconds left. So, but that's major.
No question. No, we were hunting for that. We wanted it. You know, when you go into the season, Mark, you got certain goals you want to check off. You know, playing well in the non-conference, you know, winning whatever tournament we play non-conference is always a goal. And you know, that multi-team event, being able to do that in Vegas was pretty cool. And then you know, you want to win a regular season, and then you check that off. Then you want to do well in postseason, and no, it was fun.
We talked about that early on, what the goals were, and we talked about just what you said: winning the regular season, winning the ACC tournament, and of course, trying to go to the Final Four. And then, so you're on your way. You're 1-for-3 or 1-for-4. I don't know how you guys break it down. But it's an incredible accomplishment. Congratulations. Six-time ACC champions. That's really
cool. We'll take it. Six times as a coach, one time as a player. That's seven total for me. I love it. I'll take it all day.
You own the record.
All day.
You own it.
I'll take it.
So that's the trivia question of the week. Or maybe it'll be the trivia question somebody will have, maybe on Jeopardy. Who has the most ACC titles in the University of Virginia history?
Yeah, I'll keep taking all of these titles and all of these records, wins, everything.
Seven and hopefully many, many more.
Yep.
Let's talk about how that shaped up. Capturing that sixth title and the game a little bit. And going into the game, going last week, it's a big question. And then about who would end up first, right? Miami, Pitt, you guys. Now, we pretty much thought that you guys would have your record, right? You guys would have a share of it because you were playing Louisville. And I know what you're going to say, never take a team lightly, and I get it. Louisville's had major struggles this year, and you guys seem to be catching back your fire and your swag and playing well. Really good game against Clemson, minus the first 5 minutes and last 5 minutes. But in between was so strong.
Right.
You'd be able to hang on to that lead. There it is. Virginia Tech just beats Notre Dame 67-64. And Mike Bray's last game as a Notre Dame, as the Notre Dame coach.
It was nip and tuck the entire way. They were battling them. I watched it right up until we had to come on.
Yep. Going back to you guys and going back to that game. Well, you know what? Thanks, John. Virginia Tech. John Schick reminding us Virginia Tech won. Chris Havlicek won't be happy about that. He refers to him as Bass Tech. Before the game started, though, senior night.
Always a treat. You know, it's emotional. But it's fun to have the families down on the floor, and you recognize, you know, not only the players, but you get to recognize the managers and their contributions to the program. And man, what they mean to us is very special. And they do a ton of behind the scenes stuff and hardly ever get recognition for it. So always a treat to honor them. But you saw the emotion, you saw the raw emotion of Jaden Gardner. You know, a kid that grew up in ACC country, always wanted to play at this level, always, you know, just wanted a shot and so appreciative of the opportunity he had to come here and play and play in the ACC, compete for a championship. And, you know, that's passion, you know, that's giving it all and being totally 2 feet in. And that was fun to see. And I think, you know, the guys, they responded. You know, you get a guy like Chase Coleman gets in the game and hits a three at the end. Always neat when you can recognize those folks, again, the walk-ons or managers for what they do to the program. So senior day is always special.
Yep. No, it's probably the one regret that I have, not being able to walk across that University of Virginia JPJ floor.
Yeah, no. And not only was it senior day, Mark, it was alumni day. So we had a lot of basketball alumni come back. It was fun to see them afterwards. We went upstairs and got to say hello to a lot of former players and managers.
Do you remember your senior day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played. It was always Maryland. So Maryland was the last home game for us. So we played Maryland at U-Haul. My folks got to walk out with me, my baby sister. So that was fun.
Any tears from Jay Willie?
No tears. Hell, I wish I had one more year. I was hoping I'd get one more. They could find a way to, you know, get those 36 minutes I played as a freshman, yeah, get those back. That would have been neat to come back for a fifth year, but no, it was no tears.
What a pleasure that would have been to get to play with Dougie Fresh one more year.
Well, Fresh was already gone.
He was gone already before you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Fresh was already gone.
But to play one more year within those teams who were really high level teams.
No, it would have been fun.
Yeah, I'm sure they could have used you and used you well. Getting to the game, you guys started off pretty well. You looked again pretty strong.
Yeah, I thought we were offensively, we found a little bit of a rhythm. Shots were falling. I thought we defended really well in the first half. I don't know what they shot. They probably shot the ball better in the second half. They touched the paint a little more in the second half, but in the first half, we were able to keep the ball out of the paint. We got on the glass, got some easy ones. We got some transition buckets. And the guys played with a little bit of a freedom.
Yeah.
And I thought they were playing for each other. You could see that they were sharing the ball. And, you know, they weren't as tight offensively, which was good to see.
Why do you think that was?
We've been practicing. I think we're starting to trend that way. You know, again, I'm going backwards, but the second half of Carolina, we're just competitive. Clemson was that way for the bulk of the game. And so I think they understand also what was at stake in regards to, you know, a share of the title and playing for each other, wanting to not go out on a bad note for those seniors. So a little extra motivation that never hurts. But I think, again, going into tournament play, this is what we want to see.
Did you guys think about starting all seniors?
I don't know if that ever crossed our mind. We're in a hunt for a title. And I think we were just, let's get off to the best start we could get off to.
Yep.
And if we were able to put guys on the floor and, you know, put Chase in the game and, you know, finish the way we did, then so be it. But we were trying to go get a share of that title.
I hear you. Well, I saw Carolina play Duke a little bit. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think they started two senior walk-ons or two senior.
Yeah, McCoy started. I think Justin and another kid got in and started. So.
Yeah. So, it's always I was surprised because Carolina's in the midst of fighting for a berth to the NCAA tournament, and they rolled the dice.
Yeah, but I think that's a tradition that Roy even started. Maybe even goes back to Dean. Where those guys have always done that, and it sounds like Hubert continued that. We don't have such tradition.
Hubert may live to regret that decision if he doesn't make the tournament this year or next, because they're going to be calling for his head down in North Carolina country, UNC country. But never mind UNC. Let's stick with us, our guys. So. You shot the ball fairly well, nearly 60% from the field, 33% from three, not too bad. What are the concerns going into the ACC tournament and after that win?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're concerns. It's just more or less what do we need to focus on to play our best, not necessarily concerns. So I – you know, for us is defending, keeping the ball out of the paint, running good offense, but running offense with a freedom to take shots and look at shots, and when you have them, take care of the ball, not turn it over, and then we got to be able to defend the glass. We got to rebound the boards, and you know, for us, that's kind of our focus. That's always the focus. You know, but we understand, you know, this time of year, you know, everybody's fighting for their tournament lives and postseason, and you know, for several teams, they got to go make some noise in the ACC tournament. So, for us, we just want to play good ball. It's more quality. Can we play good ball and let the chips fall where they may?
You know, you're going to be playing against BC or Carolina, and you lost to each of those teams the last time out. So I hope that you guys are still, the kids still play with some freedom and some, just they're relaxed instead right. of being tight. That, okay, right. We lost to these two teams. Who are we going to see on tomorrow night? Right, Thursday, I'm sorry. And I hope and you mentioned that you have the scout for. Is that tomorrow night? Is that for Thursday night's game?
So
BC or Carolina?
Yeah, I've got Carolina. I've had Carolina all year. So, and Coach Vandross has got BC. So it's just for me, they're not going to change. I mean, you know, they're who they are. We've got to be prepared for. Good guard play and Mondo, and if it's Carolina, but you know, if it's BC, we got to be prepared physicality and post. You know, he's a load. So we'll see. But yeah, I want to go and live scout and just see it in person. I always like watching with my own eyes. So film's one thing, but just seeing them, seeing what kind of pep they got in the step, and if there's anything they may do different, they may throw a wrinkle or two in. So maybe try to get a call if I sit by the bench and hear a call or something.
I was just going to ask you, where are you going to sit and why? That was my next question.
I'll try to sit across from their bench and see if I can get any calls and hand signals or whatever. So, you know, just some of that sportsmanship stuff.
I'm pretty sure I know how you're going to answer this question. Do you or any of the coaching staff or any of the players have a preference of who you play?
No. Nope. I mean, if you advance, I always thought though the teams that play the night before have an advantage over the teams that are sitting there waiting. You know, they've got a chance to shoot in the gym. They've got a little bit of the nerves out, so to speak. So I always thought it was easier to play after having played a game. I think it's harder on the teams that are sitting there waiting. And it's extremely hard on a team that's sitting there waiting until 9 o'clock at night. It's just a long day.
Right. Well, multiple times, and I should have this information, and maybe T-Dubs will text it over if he has it immediately. Of course, our producer Spence, I don't know if he's on spring break or where Spence is tonight.
He could be. It's spring break. Spence could be gone.
Yeah, spring break Spence is somewhere.
Or on his way to Greensboro.
He may be in Greensboro. He may be on his way to Greensboro, but Spence might probably partying somewhere. And you've even coming in multiple times. You've clearly been able to advance to the Thursday night for at least six times, right? Because you won the title six times, and you've won how many ACC titles?
Two since I've been here. Yeah,
two. Right. So. And then you went to the semifinals.
Well, we played, we won two, one once in Greensboro, once in Brooklyn. We played in a championship in DC against Carolina. Trying to think where else, what else?
Semifinals against Florida State?
Nope. Maybe, yes, Florida State in Charlotte. In Charlotte, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if that Notre Dame game, that might've been a quarterfinal game. Another game,
you're talking about the year before 2016, 2017.
Yeah. Mark, they all run together for me.
Yeah. And 2016, 2017 was a quarterfinal game in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But you didn't end up in the top four that year.
Right.
So we didn't have to go by.
We played that night before, right? Yeah.
So the point I was getting to is, I guess you still got to make shots. You still got to play defense.
Oh, you got to play. I mean, I think you got to play. I bet if you looked at who gets the double bye and who plays and advances, it's probably 50-50 on who, you know, who advances past the quarters. But you got to play. You know, if you can advance, you're playing good ball right now.
My point I was just going to make was by the time you get to the semifinals, quarterfinals, everybody's good.
Right.
Like those are all good teams. Right. You get BC and Carolina gave you guys two losses, right, in the conference. BC's playing pretty well. They've had a pretty good season, much improved. What is the difference? And you may not feel one way or the other, but one of my buddies, one of my Syracuse guys, is saying that BC, Pitt, and Syracuse are at a disadvantage, right? Because they're Big East teams, right? And they don't get the same calls. They don't get the same love from the entire conference.
Oh my God!
Did BS?
Did they need to, they need to hear us coaches in our coaches' locker room hear what we talk about sometimes? because I feel like we don't get calls. I think that's every fan base. That's every coaching staff. They feel that way. You know, that sometimes the calls go against. So it ain't just them. It ain't those Big East teams. Trust me.
Of course, absolutely. I thought he was going to talk about maybe BC and Syracuse, maybe not being fair to them because they're coming the furthest. Right, they're Syracuse and BC, so they won't have the same fan base. But at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow, Syracuse playing Clemson, I think.
Yeah.
No, Wake Forest, I'm sorry. Who's going to be – I mean, it would be a bigger advantage to Wake, right? Wake is down the road from
Greensboro. Wake's right outside of Greensboro. So
right. And Syracuse is far away. But I don't know how many people are going to be at the noon game anyway. And Wake hasn't been playing great.
Well, I would imagine Syracuse fans are happy to be getting out of Syracuse this time of year and coming down to Greensboro, coming south. So they might have a fan base, but they travel. I know the Q's travels well.
They typically do, I think. But also sometimes teams don't travel if they're not performing well. And Q's right. has not had such a great season.
Oh, I think that's you can say that for everybody.
Right. Not just Q. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You were just talking about referees. Are there certain, or you were talking about calls that you question or always say, or sometimes say, hey, how come I didn't get the call? Are there certain refs you don't want to see? Certain refs, you don't have to go by name, certain refs that you do want to see?
Now, you know, I love all refs.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I think they're obviously they're better crews. There's certain guys that have been in big games and have had to make big calls, but if you get caught up in the refs and who's doing and what they're calling, you got no shot. So you got to play ball. But yeah, there's some guys you like when you're on the road and it's a big televised game and you know that atmosphere doesn't get too big for them. So, you know, we like that sometimes.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time, right? No matter what it is. I enjoy this more than Christmas. This is, since I was probably 12 or 13 years old, tournament time is the greatest time of the year.
This is the best time of the year when it comes to sports for me.
Oh,
exactly. I mean, I'm watching every conference's championship. I don't know. I was watching Wilmington versus College of Charleston. Like, you know, it – CAA championship. You know, I watched a little bit of the Horizon. You know, this time of year, I watched Atlantic Sun, Coach McKay at Liberty. They lost by one the other night.
Oh, that last one.
So, you know, to me, this is the March Madness is the best time of year. It doesn't get any better than this.
Absolutely. And hence, you see what jacket I brought out today.
I see. You got the smoking jacket on.
It's the UVA smoky jacket, right?
You got the smoking jacket on. Yeah, sitting in the room with a smoking jacket on.
Sing it, Big Pop, Big Fella, Heavy D. I will be wearing this jacket every broadcast starting tonight all the way through the tournament.
All right. That smoking jacket is good luck.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you guys need this to have good luck. I just – it just reflects – how passionate I am about this time of year. And my guys, my UVA guys gave this to me. You know the story. We talked about it a couple of times. So I'm always grateful. All right. Before we continue, we're going to come back to the ACC a little bit, but let's talk about, and I know you're going to say, oh, I don't spend much time thinking about it. Well, you might not, or you might not be completely forthcoming when we talk about it, the awards, the postseason awards.
I think we got holes. You want to know the truth?
I'm glad you're saying this. Go ahead, tell me what you think.
Yeah, I think, and we're appreciative. Look, they recognized three of our guys. Super appreciative, but you know our leading scorer doesn't get any recognition, and we you know no first or second team guy. And it is what it is. Hopefully that lights a little more fire under their, you know, under them, and they play with a little bit more chip on their shoulder. again, appreciative of Reese being Defensive Player of the Year. He's another along that great list of guys we've had. Kihei being, you know, all defense and third team, and Reese being, I think, third team as well, and Jaden being honorable mention. But it's okay. We'll it is what it is. We'll be thankful, but we'll play, and hopefully we show them.
What was Jay Willie's postseason awards?
I hadn't even really looked at it, to be honest. We talked a little bit about it as a staff, but you know, I think Armand Franklin, you know, got snubbed. If you want to, I mean, their games where that kid carried us.
Where would you have put him?
Maybe honorable mention. You know, at least get an honorable mention nod. You know, maybe Kihei or Reese is second team. You know, Gardner could have been third team. You know, honorable mention is fine, but not to have Armand. And I get it. Look, you can't have, that'd be four guys from one team, you know, but we didn't vote. Coaches vote. The other schools vote. So it is what it is.
Who did you vote for Player of the Year?
That was a tough one. And I didn't vote. And I'm Isaiah Wong deserved it. You know, I thought they're the first place team. You know, co-champs, first number one seed. I think he deserved it. They, you know, Appleby had a case, leading scorer, leading assist man. In fact, I think he might have made the AP Player of the Year vote for, you know, the Writers Association may have voted Appleby. So, you know, I think those are probably the two that it came down to. You know, Baycott maybe had an argument, but you know, it's a numbers thing.
I spoke with a reporter a couple of years ago, several years ago, I guess in 2018, 2019, or 2019, whatever it was, who mentioned to me basically the voting done by the media. They look up stats, and that's how they select their who they believe.
And that's what it is most of the time. I probably that's why Reese did win Defensive Player last year. You know, Mark Williams had, you know, led blocks and, you know, rebounds or whatever he had. So that's probably why Mark got it.
Yeah. I don't know how many of the reporters and the newspaper people and the media are that well versed in basketball. I know they write about it.
Right.
But to the extent of maybe assistant coaches, or, you know, who really know the game, really know the ins and outs of the game, and also watching the games more than just stats, right? So I'm not sure what constitutes these guys to be called experts. I'm saying guys, but they could be men or and or women who are making these selections, which, you know, it's an incredible accomplishment to say, hey, I was first team all ACC when 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 20 years down the road, and have that.
No question. No question. And but you know, this year was a tough one, Mark, because I thought there was a lot of parity, a lot of really good players, no great players, but just a collection of a lot of good guys. So trying to select, you know, three teams and honorable mention was a difficult thing. I get it. But I felt Armand made a huge jump in you know, our lead score, you know, probably deserving of something.
Was he disappointed at all?
Honestly, I don't think he said anything. You know, he surely didn't practice like he was disappointed today. You know, I think he's just matter of fact and businesslike. But I felt for him personally because I thought he had given us all he could and deserved a little recognition.
Well, kudos, best wishes to him, and I'm sure he's hanging his head high and ready to go.
No, I think it'll if anything, I think it'll light a little fire, a little spark under him.
Okay, let's get back to ACC action. BC or North Carolina, both teams handed you guys fairly well the last outing on the road in BC and on the road in Carolina. What do you do different this time around against BC and against Carolina? I know you've got the Carolina scout.
Yeah, hopefully Carolina doesn't shoot the ball the way they shot it in the first half of that game at Carolina. So I'm sending up a prayer if it's Carolina that shots are falling. And against BC, if it's BC, I think we just got to compete harder. There's got to be a little more toughness and competitive spirit going into that one. Because I thought we did not have that up in Massachusetts.
Right. Well, against Clemson, you had it. Against Louisville, look good again. So hopefully, as Dougie had said a couple of weeks ago, we were in a slump. But looking at the last two games, we're moving out of it. Carolina's going to be ready if it's Carolina. They need it. They're desperate. Right, they need at least two wins, I think, to get into the ACC. They got to go to I would have to believe at least the semifinal, the ACC semifinal to get into the tournament.
Yeah, I don't pretend to know what they need. I know they're going to be ready to kick our butt, and I just hope we're ready to match that intensity if it's them. But again, if it's BC. I mean, they got to go into that one thinking, hey, we absolutely can play with Virginia. You know, we can sneak and get into the semifinal if we knock them off.
And BC is going to have to win the whole thing to get into it's the March Madness tournament, right? So they got to be super desperate. And I guess this is you got to stop. You talked about matching their intensity. The big guy is really good. Handled them solidly at home and on the road, struggled. I'm sure you're going to make adjustments back to Carolina. And I'm not assuming Carolina is going to win. BC's playing well, and you never know once the ball's tossed up in the air. How do you handle the length of Carolina this time around?
I actually thought, Mark, we handled the size at Carolina. They didn't they out rebounded us by three. They got nothing easy. Again, they banged shots. It wasn't them beating us on the boards or pounding it inside. You know, can we now finish at the rim? Can we knock down some free throws? But can we not have as many breakdowns where we gave wide open looks to them that, you know, they were getting practice shots? You know, we've got to be there, contest hand in the face. But, you know, they threw a couple of those contested hand in the faces in. So I think we're okay with size. Like, I think, you know, we're going to need Poppy. We're going to need Caden. We're going to need Ryan Dunn, you know, that help negate some of that, you know, with our starters. But for us, offensively, can we get enough quality looks and make enough quality looks? That'll be the question.
Yeah, and Nance, offensively and defensively, got a bunch of open threes and hit them last game.
We just served up on the platter some layups that we've got to be smarter about. We got to have better. And I apologize. I think my allergies are messing with me. We've got to have, you know, just be a little more judicious in how we attack the paint with shot blockers down there.
Yeah. And I mean, that was a critical part of the game during the comeback in the second half when Nance made a couple of consecutive blocks, right? And that was one of the questions about Jaden Gardner coming when he came over, when he transferred in, his size as a four. Will he be able to compete with the Blue Bloods, who have guys 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", with long arms? So we're going to be looking out for that if the game is against Carolina on Thursday. And I know my guess is some people are hoping it's BC. For me, I don't care. I'd love to see you guys just beat whoever you play.
Well, and or Boston College. I mean, they present – I mean, they got size. Post is a seven-footer. And then they've got some athletic guys, long wingspan guys that are 6'8". So – yeah, I mean, they presented a problem for us in Boston.
Offensively, last couple of games, running a lot more blocker mover. Do you anticipate that being the staple?
Yeah, I think we'll continue to do what's given us some success. You know, we'll have to be ready to adjust if teams make changes to what we're doing. But, you know, I kind of like where we're heading. And I like the rhythm we're in, and hopefully that can continue.
Well, wishing you great success over the next couple of days. Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun. Dougie Fresh, let's bring Dougie on. I know he's excited to come on and talk about the ACC tournament. As excited as I am. I'm still a little bit disappointed with your answer last week, Jay Wills, about where you hope the tournament, the ACC tournament, is located.
I apologize, Mark. I told you I'm not New York. It's too congested.
Dougie and I will be there and all day Thursday and Friday and Saturday if we're in New York.
All day. Driving Jason crazy with the ticket request too.
Jay would just send us to Ronnie.
And by the way, I'm sending you straight. Ronnie's texting me as we talk.
Ronnie took care of me last weekend for a good friend whose daughter is a first year at UVA. And good friend went down there last weekend, got to experience Louisville, got to experience JPJ for the first time. So big thanks to Ronnie. Dougie, you've been listening to the talk about the ACC tournament. Do you have a preference who we play Thursday night?
I want to play Carolina. I prefer to play Carolina. I think BC's they're a little bit sneaky. It's not the win and loss part. I think we'll beat either team we play, but I prefer to play Carolina down in Greensboro, kind of on their turf a little bit. We'll show up, and you know, I think our guys are out of the slump, Marky. We got pep to the step. I heard Jason say he likes to check out teams. It makes sense. You want to see the energy, you know, how they're playing together and that different things like that, which you can only see in person. You can't tell as much on TV like we watch all the time.
Yeah, Fresh, you know it'll be a ton of blue Carolina blue in there.
Oh, they always are, but they don't. They're old and they just kind of hang out and watch the game and yell at referees and stuff. I'm not worried about that. There's gonna be a lot of orange in there too, Jay.
I was just going to ask that question. What kind of base are we expecting? Fan base are we expecting tomorrow, Thursday?
I don't know.
I think we'll get a good crowd.
Okay.
Hey, as long as Mr. Graves has that cooker down there and he's making the steaks, we got a shot.
You'll get that. Except Fresh, you know. So Jimmy's half and half now. He's half Wahoo and half Hokie.
He has a Hokie in the midst, one of his kids.
So he's got,
that's all right.
He's got the Hokie flag and the Wahoo flag up on the tent. And he's cooking for everybody.
We gotta get him a Bass Tech shirt or something to go with that from Hav. Hav's gotta send that down to him. Man, Mark, the ACC tournament, man, it's different when it's in Brooklyn. I'm with Jason on this because New York's busy and New Yorkers have too much else to do, but when you go to like a Greensboro or Charlotte, like we always played in Charlotte, it's special, man. It's, you know, the weather is usually nice. I don't think it's going to be that nice for you this weekend, but in Greensboro, but it's, you know, people are around, all the teams show up. The NC State shows up like crazy. They have a fun fan base, and they have a fun team this year too. So it's the whole thing, man. Get the different sections of the crowd, you know, different sections of the team, who you're supporting or whatever, who you're cheering for in different parts of the arena. It's a good time.
No, that's the fun part.
Yep.
So when the other teams start joining in, and when they're rooting for the underdog, and so now you got the entire arena rooting for you.
Yeah, so, I saw on forums before, somebody's watching the Notre Dame game, and there was a Virginia section, and they were all cheering for Notre Dame. I guess they played Tech, right?
Yeah, it's fun. That's always neat to see.
For sure, for sure.
They had a good year. They had a good run last year.
Tech.
Yeah.
No, they won it all. They're reigning champs.
Yeah, they had a really good run.
They won on that buzzer beater. I think they beat Clemson on the buzzer beater.
Yeah, they were done against Clemson, right?
They
maybe it went overtime and then came back and had a buzzer beater, but I thought they were done. It was some weird scenario at the end of the game. Yeah,
they came back, hit it. I don't know if that was the quarters or the quarters, I think. And then they rolled after that.
I think I was there.
Yeah,
I have to have a question. We're not talking about parenting tonight. I had some more parenting advice for the
group. No, you don't have to talk. You don't have to. You can just make a statement, Fresh. There don't have to be a Fresh.
I'm just excited, man. Like, what? Here's something to think about, though. And this was actually brought up. Hold on. This was brought up on the forums. Thinking about the new guys, like not really being in the NCAAs are coming up. We got to handle the ACC tournament first. But you know, a lot of new faces, new guys. You know, Isaac's first one. Obviously, Dunn's first one. And then other guys like Armand's never been in the NCAA tournament. Jaden's never been in the NCAA tournament.
Well, so this will be not only NCAA, I know you're talking NCAA, but this is their first ACC, you know, where we're that high of a seed.
Yeah, for sure. So it's all kind of new. Anything different with that? Or you just let player-led teams are better. Let the players figure it out, and you know,
no, each I think other along. You know, look, they won a title. You know, you got IMAC and Dunn in their first ACC. You got Van der Plas in his first ACC. You know, we got the double bye this year. You know, these dudes, we got to keep them level-headed now.
Right, the top of the top.
Yeah,
talking about being number one early in the season, the whole thing, right? That was from St. Louis. Who, by the way, I posted that one. He also Poppy. How's Poppy looking? He's, you know, Poppy's got to play some good minutes, man.
I thought Poppy gave us one of his best games all year.
Yeah.
For him, he was physical. He finished around the rim. I thought he was good. He kept the big boy off the glass. He didn't necessarily rebound, but he kept his guy from getting it. I thought he was good. He's going to have to, knock on wood, he's going to have to be able to keep that up against either big that we go against.
So I actually have a question, and you might not be able to answer it fully, but I think about the Akil Mitchell days where he was guarding like four people in one possession. I was amazed at that. I would fixate on him. But you see Poppy and Jaden a lot. They'll just go and double team a big in a certain spot. Is that coaching, or is it like pick your spots and go? You know, you're good enough, you're experienced enough, you know when to do that type of thing, but it's effective.
No, I think obviously we work on it is what we do as part of who we are. But then, you know, experience tells you there's certain times you're too far to go and trap, and spots. There's certain times you can snap it on. And so, you know, there was one occasion where Poppy left the rim and trapped up. You don't want to do that. We give up a layup.
right.
But you know, if he can go clamp it on when the guy's spinning, has got his back to him, that's just experience. That's just having been in the game setting and understanding right. When we go there, everybody else reacting to that.
I like Poppy did it. I can't remember the game. It was kind of a short corner, but like a little bit toward the wing. And he went at the guy and crossed the court pass. Reese picked it off. He created two or three of those turnovers that way.
Well, and anytime, so, you know, it's different when, you know, we might have been trapping Jaden or Ryan, right? So anytime that Poppy's going to trap, that's just a bigger trap, higher hands.
Yep.
Where you might get a deflection, pass is live, and that lets those guards have a chance to intercept those.
Yeah, that's how I see it, Marky.
Dougie, you done?
No, I have one more, but it's not the right time.
Do we have any from the?
This is what I'm taking them off of these because Spencer didn't. I was late to announcing the Jay Willie show.
Uh-oh.
Spencer didn't give us that good Google document.
All right.
But Anonymous, who I think he's in law school and he's at one of our foes law schools, but he's a Wahoo inside and out. He was asking about, you know, with like Mike Bray's moving on. He announced it earlier. Your familiarity with players in the league and with the transfer portal, that whole different environment. Are your eyes just always working and paying attention, or do you wait until see who comes into the transfer portal and you're like, oh, I remember that kid? Or is there any, you know, is it just an ongoing process?
Nonstop? No, you're always watching and observing and waiting to see. And you got your eye. You're seeing. But for us, you know, part of that's going to be what does our roster look like? You know, what do we have coming back? And you know, now's not the time, but right. Very soon. Very soon.
I mean that's right into his other question, Reese and Armand.
Yeah.
there's question marks there, right? And then
no, huge
parts
and,
of it.
And I think, you know, we'll know sooner rather than later where they are. But a lot of it has to do with how we go, you know, how we finish the season.
Yep. No, for sure.
I saw one other question about Kaden.
Yep.
So is Kaden ready? Yeah, he's ready. Had a good practice today. Got to be ready when his number's called. I'm assuming we'll probably need him depending on who we play. And he's had some good games for us against some of those teams. So it's just a matter of staying ready. And that's for everybody, not just him.
We have a bunch from last week, and some of them, a lot of the talk over the last couple of weeks has been about Kaden, has been about EVP and Gardner playing together versus other lineups and the plus minus during the BVP and Gardner not being as high as some of the other players. What do you make of that?
I don't even know what plus minus. I couldn't tell you how to calculate it. That's such an NBA thing. I know a lot of people get consumed with that. You know, I'm more or less on eye test, how we look, who we trust, what we're comfortable doing, and the wins and loss results based on that. So, you know, we're gonna put the guys on the floor that we deem are gonna give us a chance, the best chance to win games. And that could be any combination. I think you can make numbers, make them sound good and look good. And, you know, if you calculate them differently, it'd be different for, you know, depending on who you played and all of that stuff. So I don't get too caught up in that.
I agree, whether it's in the NBA or college. Doug, you have one from the forum, or should I keep going?
You can keep going. I had one observation. Isaiah Wong, Jay, you know what he reminds me of, Marky?
Who?
He's like a little bit less refined Sam Cassell. Similar body types, similar going to the basket.
Way better athlete than Sam Cassell, friend.
Oh, yeah, better athlete. But Sam, I mean, he's not a better basketball player in college than Sam Cassell was. I don't think. They just remind me of each other. Similar length. I guess probably Isaiah shoots a lot more threes. Sam was all mid-range.
Although Sam shot the three ball in the NBA really well. And Sam's IQ was big time.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Big time.
He controlled the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark. I had to sneak that one in.
No. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually saw Isaiah play in high school. One of my good friends was Lance Payton, who we've talked about a bunch of times on the show, was coaching a Roman Catholic, and they played Isaiah Wong's team in the semis, I think, going back in 2019, 2020, whenever it was. And I think you guys were looking at him Jay Wills, and I went up to talk to him a little bit. Say, make sure you guys consider UVA.
No, we would definitely give him a look. Talented kid. You're always under control. I love his finishing package. He's always finishes probably one of the better finishers in the league. Always under control. Really good 2-foot jumper. That's probably
why he's balance.
He's always on balance, jumping off two, gathering himself, being able to take bumps and contact, finish with either hand. He's really good.
He's really worked on finishing left and going left. Yeah. He wasn't that good in high school. So, all right, here's one from GNA2R. This is from the forum too, Dougie. So
yep. I hope
you asked this one last week. No, I know we didn't. The old adage of freshmen becoming sophomores by the end of their first year is very apt. And at this point of the season, you see how mature IMAC and Ryan Dunn are becoming. Do you think it's important to get high potential players as much playing time as possible and as quickly as possible so that you can see the fruits of their labor sooner?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we've done with both of them. Ryan probably not as much as IMAC, but his minutes that he did get have been valuable, and he's grown leaps and bounds. But yeah, that's what you want to do. You want those guys to be progressing and getting it gradually as the season's going, and then being able to help you this time of year. And I think they both are ready. I don't think the moment will be too big for either of them when they have to go in and step up.
I'm going to add a part B to that. Does that help with recruiting as well?
100%. Because, you get the negative Nancy's that are always saying, well, they don't play their young guys or they don't do this. Well, yeah, we do. if they can play, they get on the court. We're not going to not play a guy that we think can help us just because he's young. If he can help us, we'll put him out there. So, absolutely. And then you can always point that out in the recruiting process. Don't listen to all the noise. See it, see it for yourself. Trust your eyes. Look what your eyes are telling you. These dudes are playing. Here are the minutes. Look at what the minutes are saying. So, no, that often helps.
And all the noise can be other coaches too, right? Just the negative.
Oh, that recruiting. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Well,
Mostly other programs. You get people that negatively recruit. Yep. So, but that helps. It absolutely helps. But I also think, the way we've done it helps us. We're going to develop you. And if you're not ready, we'll give you time to be ready. So I think that works both ways too.
I feel like
it's. Go ahead, from our point of view, from my Virginia glasses or whatever, I don't understand any of the naysaying part of it, and not understanding how you guys develop players and the whole thing. So I don't really get that, but that is what it is.
I feel like these next 3 to 4 questions, these last 3 to 4 questions, are going to be like quick hitters.
All right.
I wish Dougie had his timer and we could shoot these at you with a 30-second shot clock.
I might have answers.
Up in the left-hand corner, Mark. We got a timer.
All right. Well, let's do it. One-on-one in their prime, who wins, Jay Willie or Fresh? That's from Schmitty, 1234.
Oh.
Fresh.
Is there a dribble limit? 2 dribbles, 3 dribbles?
Not in the question.
Nah, Jason will be there.
Fresh wins. He could shoot it. He would have banged some threes on me.
If I make my first three, I probably win.
I'm trying to take him to the post though, Mark, if I can. But he's gonna try to shoot and drill some threes in my face.
All right, basketball related. What's your favorite thing about being part of the program?
My favorite thing? Shoot, coming to work in JPJ every day. You know how awesome that is?
Yeah, man.
I think sometimes we take that for granted, but that's a cool building, cool place to go to work every day.
One of my favorite places to ever visit.
I'm trying to move there.
Outside of JPJ. Hunter Weatherham. Sorry if I butchered your name. Who can be your X Factor in March?
Who could be? Can I make it two?
Yeah, absolutely.
McNeely and Dunn.
Ooh.
Okay. Last run from Spence.
Because I think everybody else is obvious. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get from the other guys, but those dudes could be huge X factors.
I'm waiting for Isaac to break out a 20-point game, and I think he's got it in him.
And if he does,
I think it could happen.
Then we roll. As long as everybody else is doing what they're supposed to do.
For sure.
Last one from Spence. How many pairs of drawers are you packing for Greensboro?
Whoa, that's too personal.
He even asked you what color. He said, how many pairs?
I know. I'm going to pack at least two for each day. So all the way through Saturday. Those are my intentions. So double it up, whatever it is. How many days is that? Wednesday through Saturday, we leave tomorrow?
That's six. I'd put eight. I'd go with eight if I were you.
I'd go two extra. I always take an extra pair, one for good luck.
That's a pro move right there. Jason would win the one-on-one game, by the way. I'm sitting here thinking about it now. Damn it. Jay would win.
Before we sign off, Jay Wills, I forgot to ask you how Stab did last weekend.
Man. Oh, don't get me going. So we won the semifinal. Austin had the game of his life. He had a nasty tip dunk.
Seven for seven, I think, right?
From the field, scored 23 points, bunch of rebounds, got to the line, banged it, made his free throws. And so we get to play PVI in the championship, and we lose in the championship. Lost by 12 or 13. They just were too much, wars down. We didn't shoot it particularly well to start the game. He starts the game off with 11 points of their 18 first half points, and then he don't score no more in the second half.
I watched a little bit of the second half. I saw that it was on the stream.
You know, it was fun. I actually in person got to see the semifinal game. I missed the championship game was Saturday, so we were playing, and it was right after our game. I couldn't get to Petersburg in time. I watched the second half. From my office, but he was bummed, but what an experience as a sophomore to play in the state final game. Hopefully that just drives him to get back there. They get a chance to get back.
Any new looks for Austin?
No, nothing new. Just got to keep working. You got to keep working. It'll come. I tell him, keep working. You know, we're going to take a little time off and rest him up. He's gone from football to straight into basketball. So he's going to come with me to the ACC tournament and hang out with Pops and relax. And then we'll get back to – then it'll be AAU moving forward.
And they've got a busy AAU season this year.
Well, they'll be busy. You know, he'll be busy. They start up, I think he'll start up on the 18th, will be his first AAU weekend. So we're going to rest him.
April 18th, you're talking about? You're talking about March 18th?
March 18th.
That's only like a week away.
That's just practice. That's not any tournament. They'll be in the gym and they'll be practicing. And I don't even know when the first tournament is, but, you know.
The first live period is April 21st.
Yeah, those Nike teams, you know, those Nike, they're pretty serious about how they attack this thing. So,
and from what I understand, there's two events, and I know there's two live events back to back consecutive weekends in April, and then there's Kevin Rogers said something about Jamal Robinson. There we go.
No, Maul had a great ACC tournament. That was his sophomore year. Him and Harold both.
All ACC.
And Charlotte, they both played their butts off. We beat Duke.
Yep.
That's the year we lost to Carolina in the championship.
That was the ISO. Didn't you guys isolated Jamal at the top against maybe Grant?
Yeah, Maul got a one-on-one against Grant.
Was it Grant?
Yeah, we beat Duke in the semis, played Carolina in the championship. That was a fun year. That's the year we couldn't beat Carolina. God, they beat us three times.
Shit, that was my last year too. They got us three times.
No, they were hard.
And then if we beat Cincinnati, guess who we had next, Jay? In the Meadowlands. It was gonna be Carolina again. My last year, your second year.
That's the year they won it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn, that shit hurts.
Hey, we just got a question about Ryan Dunn not being able to dunk from Kevin Rogers. Was it Bill Styron? I'm sorry.
It was Bill.
Not being able to dunk since his senior year. Until his senior year?
Well, he's made up for not being able to dunk with some of the dunks he's had.
Sure has.
Big time.
He should dunk everything.
I don't know how to confirm that. I don't know if he'll be able to get back to me in time before the show's over. So, anyway, good luck this weekend. But we were still talking about EYBL, sorry. And I know they have two events that they added in May this year. So, which won't be during the live period. But so he's going to have a very, very busy season. Kevin Rogers with another question. Doug versus Jamal, who wins?
Oh, that's me. Jamal's first year, my last year, me. I take Jamal. Jamal came in skinny.
All right.
He said he got Kevin. Doug. He got
Thanks,
Doug.
Kevin. Hey. If I could have caught these dudes when they were young, I would have a chance. But you know.
Maul got. I'm telling you, Maul had that ball on the string for a dude at 6'7". Oh, yeah. He had all kinds of
stuff.
He
played all summer.
Yeah. Maul was tough.
From the fame.
But remember, we used to play. We used to play pickup, Mark, and we wouldn't let Jamal be on the Skins team his first year. He was too skinny. We're like, nah, Jamal, you got to be on the shirt, yo. Fit out now.
All right,
big strong dude now.
Big thanks to Kevin Rogers from Rhines and Rogers for sponsoring the Jay Willie Show. Make sure you guys go see him and let him know the Jay Willie Show sent you. Jay, best of luck Thursday, whoever you get, UNC or BC.
Thank you.
Exciting time. Dougie and I both are wishing we were down there.
Yeah, man. Let's get in the car and drive down.
No, I'm not driving 18 hours, but I will be
there. That far?
Thank you, Kev. But my guys are going down on a plane tomorrow, and I wish I could be with them next year. Or that's the advantage for me having it in Brooklyn, right? I get Charlotte, I get Greensboro. I love Charlotte was a good time, except losing, but it was still a really nice time for the ACC tournament. Thank you, Jen. Go Hoos.
Thanks, Jen.
And thank you, Bill, for being an avid watcher. Really appreciate it. Jay, let's go get them. I will be.
Thanks, guys.
We will be on Thursday, Dougie.
Thursday pregame, half and post. We got it.
6:30 pregame. So, folks, please check us out. I will be wearing my smoky jacket. Dougie didn't talk about my smoky jacket.
I said it's so. It's too fly. Too fly for me. That is dope.
All right.
What a great present.
Yeah, no, awesome. So happy for them. But I miss this time being around the family. Ed Dunn calling me now. Hold on 1 second. I'll have that answer back for you.
What'd he say?
And real quickly, because I'm on the show right now. I got Jay Willie and my man Doug Fresh, and we got the question, could Ryan Dunn dunk prior to his senior year? One more time, I'm putting you on speaker.
He could not dunk until his senior year.
Wow.
Who's a biller?
Well, he's made up for it, Ed. He's made up for all the dunks he couldn't dunk.
Ed, thanks so much for calling. I'll call you back shortly.
You got it, buddy.
How old were you your first dunk, Jay?
10th grade.
Austin was in 8th grade, wasn't he? Didn't he get oop or something?
So he got me. The crazy part is, so I often tell him he's not ready yet, right? But then the dudes already played varsity.
Yeah.
I played JV and ninth grade ball. So I didn't even play varsity till 11th grade. So he's already ahead of me in that regard. He dunked before me. As a ninth grader, I called those squeak dunks, right? Where you get out in the fast break. I get hung and fall. I throw it off the back of the backboard. My coaches would go nuts. But I kept trying. I could never get them. And then 10th grade, I finally was able to get them. But no, he's already ahead of me when it comes to athleticism, way ahead.
By the way, did you guys see the picture of our recruit out of Idaho? Can I say his name or not? I'm allowed to, right?
Yeah.
Sign.
Yeah.
Blade Buchanan. I guess his parents were volleyball players.
Yeah.
He has a dunk. His head is its armpits are on the rim.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture, Jay?
Yeah, he's gonna be a pleasant surprise, I think. He's bouncy for a kid that size.
Got a lot of athleticism, especially if we
been around volleyball all his life.
Lark, I gotta find this picture for you. It's amazing. Yeah,
and Blake Buchanan, and if we get Junior coming through, that's a lot of athleticism on that 1-1 squad.
Junior who?
Your child.
Your child he's talking about. And then we got another one out of Jersey City that's going to be flying around JPJ too. So
I want mine to stretch and grow a little bit. I'm going to have to hang him from the doorway.
He's a 10th grader, Jay. He's got plenty of time. Dougie, you got to come to a tournament. And hopefully I'm in the same building or venue that TakeOver's in, and we can go see Austin play.
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
He's such a good dude too, Austin. And he came over, made my day at the game. Came over, gave Uncle Doug a hug. We talked for. He gave me the 5-minute obligatory. You know. Then he had to go back. He had something cooking on the other side. He had to go back.
Thank you, Rick, for checking in. If Dougie, real quickly, if you didn't know this was Jay Willie's kid by just the presence and the way they look, you would recognize him because of this immediately.
Who, Austin?
Yep.
Yeah. Big time. You know what I recognize? The legs. Jay got the little bit of bow-legged effect. Austin's got like his daddy.
He does have a little bit of that.
A little bit, yep. That's
happening. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. He's always trying to straighten them. I'm like, son, that ain't happening.
Hey, you could talk to me in college about that. That they just didn't give me the athleticism that's supposed to come with it. So tell him that's what it is. It makes you a better athlete.
All right, folks, we are saying goodbye. Dougie, always great to have you on. Jay Will's another great show awesome by you. Show. We will see you. When are we going to talk to you again, Jay?
With the trophy in his hand, man. Come on.
We'll have to do it prior to once we figure out where we're going NCAA tournament-wise. We'll do it before we head out.
Okay, so hopefully next Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. Yeah, we'll be there Wednesday, I would imagine.
Yeah, we'll pick a day.
So maybe we'll do it from wherever you guys are Wednesday or next Tuesday.
We'll give advance notice.
That's how Spencer's always great at that, except for today. We wanted to do it tomorrow night. We know you're busy tomorrow night with the scout
for night, Jen.
UFC game. Thanks, Jen. Good night to you as well, and good night.
Spencer's in Florida, I think. He's on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, of course he is.
Hey, we got to let folks go, man. They're hanging on. It's past bedtime.
Everybody's saying good night.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining. Jay Wills, we'll talk to you. We'll see you with trophy in hand next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Good night, everyone.
Go get it. Later.